Well, the USDA's stock and planting intentions reports basically went against the trend, which means there usually is some kind of surprise in the number. But according to Joe Glauber from the USDA, that wasn't the case this time when you talk about corn.
The thing remarkable about the stocks report is the fact that it's fairly unremarkable. The corn stock number may be a little lower than some had been anticipating, but again, I think pretty much in line with expectations.
And Glauber added the same could be said for the soybean numbers.
Pretty much also in line with everyone's expectations, around 992 million bushels, up a little bit from last year. No real big surprises here.
Well, record cattle prices have caused a large uptick in beef prices at the grocery store. And according to ag economist Ron Plain, that trend will continue, as he explained the reason for the high prices.
Right now, we're seeing a reduction in heifer slaughter, a reduction in cow slaughter. That means less beef on the market, and that's part of the reason we're setting these records for grocery store prices and for live prices for slaughter steers. It's just less beef.
Speaking of beef, Angela Bernard is part of a national effort from the Beef Council to try to see if they can move more beef abroad. She said one of the markets that looks very encouraging is Dubai and the rest of the Middle East.
Oh, the growth potential in the United Arab Emirates is amazing. It's tremendous. And a lot of the folks that come here, tourists and business tourism, they all focus on wanting that U.S. steak. And that's the muscle meats that we're trying to move. So I think this is a tremendous market for U.S. beef, and we need to continue to expand this as much as we can.
Well, it looks like the dairy industry is up against the EU in some geographic indicators. Probably heard the story that the EU is claiming that certain dairy products with certain names, for instance, Parmesan cheese, is a geographic indicator and can only be properly displayed on products in certain areas of Europe. According to American Farm Bureau trade specialist Dave Salmonson, he said this is an issue that they're trying to work out in the ongoing transatlantic trade and investment partnership talks.
That is the approach that is under negotiation here at American Farm Bureau, working with people in the dairy industry and other industries. This works into the meat industry also. Think of the use of the word Bologna, which is a city in Italy, how that would affect the marketing, the familiarity of names that we have for everyday products.
Well, on the dairy scene, butter continues to have that pre-Easter demand, picking up another penny to $2.01 per pound. No change for the blocks and barrels, but still both very strong. Blocks in particular at 238.5 cents per pound. Barrels now at 225. Class 3 prices rallied again on Tuesday. April up to 23.91. May up 46 to 22.17. June now at 20.70. And your September Class 3 up 19 to 19.87. Board of Trade, May corn up 5.5 cents, pricing over $5 at 507.5 cents per bushel. September corn, that's up to 507.5 cents per bushel as well. Beans very strong, May picked up 20.5 cents, pricing to 14.83¼ cents per bushel. September 12.65¼ cents, while the wheat faltered on some much needed rain, and in the Dakotas, snowfall dropping 12 cents to 6.85¼ cents per bushel. As far as the livestock, slaughter cows, cutting utilities, 87 to as much as 114. Most of the slaughter cows, 72 to 87. Replacement bull calves range from 175 to 310. Heifer calves, 75 to 175. Your barrels and gilts, strong at 78 to 92. And your market lambs, 160 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.